WVIK. We listen, we donate, and WVIK is my NPR station.
However you end your Saturdays, consider adding Jazz After Hours to the mix. This is Tom Tallman inviting you to join me at 10 o'clock every Saturday night here on WVIK Classical, 90.3 HD2, 98.3 FM in the Quad Cities, and always at WVIK.org for 2 hours of some of the greatest sounds on record.
Once again, it's time for The Swing Shift. Tonight we're going to bring in a couple of people who've been busy in what you might call big band jazz production music. That'll be Frank Kapp with his Juggernaut Big Band. We'll also hear music by Terrence Blanchard, written especially for motion pictures. Those are the people featured tonight on The Swing Shift, Terrence Blanchard and Frank Kapp. We'll start tonight with the Juggernaut Band, headed by Frank Kapp. We're going to hear a Neil Hefti selection called Little Pony, and then we'll go to Charlie Parker's work called Parker's Mood, and it'll include a word from Bird with Ernie Andrews on vocal. Soloing in Little Pony will be Nat Pierce at the piano, Bob Cooper tenor, and Pete Christlieb on tenor sax. In Parker's Mood, we'll hear Snooky Young on trumpet and Jackie Kelso on alto.
Thank you. the bird a ride, but now he's gone. And the story of his life still lives on. Hey folks, these are the dues the bird had to pay. Hey, and these are the words, if you knew the bird, this is what he had to say. He had soul, he had soul, he had soul. I'm feeling low down and blue, my heart's full of sorrow. I hardly know what to do, where am I gonna be tomorrow? Going to Kansas City, going to Kansas City. No, you can't go there, can't take you with me. Sorry that I can't take you. When you see me coming, raise your window high. When you see me passing, baby, hang your head and cry. I'm afraid there's nothing in this screamy, greamy town a honky-tonkin' woman can do. She'd only bring herself down. So long, everybody. I'm afraid the time has come that I may never see your smiling face again. Make a promise to remember like a Christmas day in December. All through the end, through thick and thin, Charlie Parker was your friend. Don't hang your head when you see those six beautiful horses pulling me. Put a $20 gold piece on my watch chain, watch the smile on my face, and sing a little song, tell the world that I'm free. Mama, I want to hold your hand. I want to try and make you understand. Jimmy Russell, hey, Walter Brown, ooh, along with Charlie Parker. Back in those days, they thought if you spoke proper, things would be better. But it didn't make any difference anyway. You had soul to your sound. You understand? Now just sit back, and I'm gonna get a little proper for you. Don't you want a man like me? what's changed, what's the smile on my face, and sing a little song, tell the world that I'm free. And baby, don't you cry for me, oh no, I'm going to Kansas City.
Ernie Wilkins doing a vocal riff on Parker's Mood, a composition by Charlie Parker. You also heard Snooky Young on a trumpet solo and Jackie Kelso on alto. Before that, it was Neil Hefti's Little Pony with Nat Pierce at the piano, Bob Cooper tenor sax, and Pete Chrislieb on tenor sax. It's interesting, this is the Juggernaut Band, but it was originally a creation of Nat Pierce, the piano player, and Frankie Capp, the drummer. Pierce and Capp worked together for a long time, and then finally Pierce left and Capp took over, and it became simply the Juggernaut Band rather than the Pierce-Capp ensemble. We'll hear more from them later, but right now we go to a trumpet player who was involved in composition almost as soon as he became known as a performer. That's Terrence Blanchard. He composed music for a variety of films, especially for Spike Lee, and he put together an album that brings together some of the, let's say, suites from some of the finer jazz-oriented motion pictures. It took jazz a long time to make its way into background music, and one of the first and most successful was Alex North's suite for A Streetcar Named Desire. We'll hear that now with Terrence Blanchard on trumpet, Donald Harrison alto, Steve Turry trombone, Kenny Kirkland piano, Reginald Veal bass, and Carl Allen drums. Music from A Streetcar Named Desire. Ha ha. a suite from the background score of A Streetcar Named Desire by Alex North. Back in 1951, one of the earliest films to have an all-jazz music background. Terrence Blanchard was featured on trumpet with Donald Harrison on alto and Steve Turry on trombone. Also in the ensemble, Kenny Kirkland piano, Reginald Veal bass, and Carl Allen on drums. Let's go back now to the Juggernaut Band to live performances at King Arthur's in Hollywood, California back in 76, when the band was still mostly the Nat Pierce and Frank Capp ensemble. We'll sample music representing the two great bands of that era, Count Basie and Duke Ellington. The Basie is a tribute to the Count by Ernie Wilkins, and we'll hear Plas Johnson on sax along with Richie Kamuka, and then Take the A-Train, Billy Strayhorn's composition, once again a vocal from Ernie Andrews. Basie and Take the A-Train.
Thank you.
You're going in a hurry. will if you should have to take that A train. You will find it, the city's awful pretty. But don't bomb, 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 don't bomb, 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 sweet Georgia Brown. Hey, baby, don't want you just messing around, cause you gotta take that A train. You'll find it, you'll get where you're going.
Ernie Andrews taking the A-Train at two different speeds there with the Juggernaut Band. Before that, we heard Ernie Wilkins' tribute to Count Basie with great saxophone work by Plas Johnson and Richie Kamuka, kept trading fours and stepping all over each other. It was really something. This is from Frank Capp Juggernaut, an album that brings together previous releases on two or three different albums, and every bit of it is choice. Let's go back now to motion picture jazz scores. There were three of note in the 50s. We began with the first one, A Streetcar Named Desire, music composed by Alex North. Next came Man with a Golden Arm. Elmer Bernstein put that score together in 1955. They were principally composers. Of course, Duke Ellington is also a composer, a noted pianist and bandleader, but he was finally asked to do the score for a 1959 release, Anatomy of a Murder. And we'll hear that now with Terrence Blanchard on trumpet, Donald Harrison alto, and Steve Turry on trombone leading the way. A suite of music from Anatomy of a Murder. A suite of music from Anatomy of a Murder. Score by Duke Ellington, Terry Blanchard trumpet, Donald Harrison alto, Steve Turry on trombone. We'll close now with a juggernaut of Nat Pierce and Frank Capp's band. We'll hear a Pierce original, A Jug or Not, with Nat Pierce playing piano, Bill Berry trumpet, Red Holloway saxophone. Then we'll move to Wind Machine. Wind Machine is by Sammy Nistico, and this was recorded after Pierce had left the group and Jerry Wiggins replaced him on piano. Again, Pete Chrislieb and Ricky Woodard will do a tenor saxophone duet. You'll also hear Frank Capp on drums. And, of course, we've given Pierce a chance to solo. We'll give Capp a chance as well. And this is something that Pierce wrote for him called Cap This. Those are the three final selections from the Juggernaut Band.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
A virtuoso performance by drummer Frank Capp with the Juggernaut Band, a piece composed by the band's co-founder, pianist Nat Pierce. We heard a Jug or Not, Wind Machine, and Cap This. Featured tonight on The Swing Shift, drummer Frank Capp along with trumpeter Terry Blanchard in jazz music from the motion pictures. That'll do it for this session of The Swing Shift, produced by Media Consultants Limited for Augustana Public Radio. I'm Don Wooten, I'll get the name right, but the program is great. Swing Shift, and we'll see you again next time.